At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, I was watching the KU game, Blake.
I asked if there was any good sports on.
Oh, I thought you said, are there sports on?
I know, good, like, sports.
Well, yeah,
good sports.
I mean, it's all college basketball right now.
So that's it? That's the only thing that's on right now?
On Wednesday night, yeah.
No Stars? No Rangers?
Stars put BTA last night.
Yeah,
the Rangers.
Yeah, the Stars
Rangers are playing tonight.
Last night.
They're playing a split
squad
scrimmage.
You got some NBA games on.
Again, I'm just going off of what I had the KU game on. And then
Knicks beat the Hornets.
Okay, are you going to continue to read games that no one cares about, or do you want me to get into this Chiefs-Cowboys stuff that's actually pertinent to what we're talking about
Grizzlies
here on
the Pelicans?
No one cares. No one cares.
Honestly, those fans care.
Yeah, I was going to say, nobody. I mean, what? I feel bad for people that have to do sports talk in New Orleans right now. Could you imagine having to do
sports talk in New Orleans?
The Saints are trash.
Pelicans even more trash.
Are even more trash. And although I will say the UNO, University of New Orleans basketball team, who has Master P as their general manager, is like 3-1 to start the season.
What's another New Orleans team?
I want to say they got a double-A baseball team, but I'm guessing they're not playing right now. Well, you got Tulane is in New Orleans.
There you go. They're probably only talking Tulane right now.
How much Tulane can you actually talk?
Right.
You know, now I saw real quick,
fighting waves,
and I hope this isn't true, and I don't think it is because I've only found one clown on Twitter who said that Drew Mestermaker is going to opt out. Now, I have a hard time believing.
Yeah, no, that was fake. That was a bot account.
That was a ball sack.
Yeah,
okay,
that was
just
a bot
making
account.
Sure. Just making
way,
sure.
Stars do play tonight, 8:00.
Who are they playing?
Kraken.
The Kraken is that? Then, but that game's in Seattle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that game. Well, it's already started at 8:00.
Okay.
Well, no.
Nope,
okay.
Me.
So it'll be on at 10:00 our time. Wait, 10:00 our time?
It's showing me mountain time for some reason.
Okay, so 9:00. So 9:00 our time. If it's
that.
8:00 mountain. So in 12. Puck drop in 12 minutes.
I do have some.
The skate off in 12 minutes.
Someone asked, what time does the bidding close? 11:59. I think it's 11:59.
No, it's 11 p.
11 p.
11 p. I'm just going off of what Corey.
Look, what Corey Majors said.
If Corey Majors says 11 p, by God, that's what time it is. Okay.
Somebody said, please promote the golf simulator package I just donated. That's from Justin at Tailgate USA.
There
go get
go.
On that. Fred, so cool. Both of our sons have the same birthday.
Did he say both of our sons or both of your sons? I thought he said both of your sons.
You have two sons.
Well, he was because I mentioned that Cooper Flagg.
Oh.
Has that birthday as well.
When did you do that? Where was I?
You were probably engrossed in how much
you said it out loud.
I mean, how do you think? What, you think some guy just read my mind and tweeted it in? You know,
how
texted
much,
it in?
So okay, here's a text of the night. How much for a spearmint rhino hangout with Fred and Blake?
I mean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
500.
What about Ojos Locos with Blake and Fred?
See, I would think Spearmint Rhino would be a little bit more fun.
500 to hit the club with Fred, Drunk Brian, and Blake. See, I like that. They know you because they didn't say Drunk Fred.
No, they know. They know better. They know better. I mean, somebody's got to drive.
What about?
I'll be the designated driver.
Colorado, Denver. City of Colorado and state of Denver.
How much money? Are you talking about just how much money that would?
No, just with going with y'all.
Confused.
Walk me through what that means exactly.
Just trying to do a callback.
You just want Blake to say that over and over again for?
No, just trying to give a callback.
Am I just standing there? Just Colorado, Denver.
Colorado, Denver for a cool grand, ladies and gentlemen. Look, I tried to get him $5,000 for us to give our Chiefs Cowboys predictions, but that's going to go down at 9 a.m. between 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. tomorrow as part of the Specs Tailgate Show.
How about
show.
A bid on Cowboys Super Bowl tickets?
I haven't printed them out yet, so, I mean, if you want to go ahead and spot somebody on that. By the way, we will be taking 5% of any auction items between 8 and 11, so I let Corey Majors know that, so that is that has been established. Here's my stat for tomorrow's game that could be the difference, all right?
Patrick Mahomes is hurt?
No.
Okay.
That's not a stat. That would just be a fact, right? Or that would just, I mean, he is dealing with a groin, but they said he'll be a full participant. Come on, you know 1-5's playing tomorrow. But the Chiefs have the second most red zone trips in the National Football League at 47. Indianapolis has the most at 48. They were 1 of 6 in the red zone this past week against the Indianapolis Colts. Otherwise, that game would not have been near as close as it was. That said, the Chiefs are only converting 60% of their red zone opportunities into touchdowns, all right? The Cowboys, meanwhile, are converting 62% of their red zone attempts into touchdowns, right? So they're very similar offensively, and we'll get into some of these offensive stats. These two teams are very, very similar when it comes to the way they go about their offense. Now, obviously, defense has been a much different deal. Now, I get it. You know, you've got a tale of two defenses, essentially. You've got, you know, the last two games versus what the rest of the season looked like. And so your Dallas Cowboys right now defensively are still at the bottom of the league in a lot of categories. Overall defense, you know, somewhere in that 27 to 32 range. The last two games, notwithstanding, even though, like I said, their rushing defense has obviously been bolstered quite a bit. That said, that Cowboys defense is 30th in the NFL in giving up red zone touchdowns, okay? 69% of the time they give up a red zone touchdown, okay? Last week, Philadelphia, 3 of 3, all right? Now, granted, they didn't get back into the red zone, all right, in the last, you know, 2.5 quarters, all right? So, but I think we can all agree, Pat Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, a little bit different trajectory there as far as overall quarterback play. So,
whose offense do you think is playing better right now, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
Oh, the Chiefs.
Okay.
I mean, look, the Chiefs are all, I mean, look, let's just for some, when we look at this Chiefs offense right now, okay, right now they are fifth in overall yards.
I think what, the Cowboys are first, 387?
Are
we saying yards per game or overall?
Overall,
total?
Overall, okay. Right now, the Chiefs have the fifth best offense in the National Football League. They're also first in the NFL in first downs. They have the second most passing yards in the NFL. The only team that has more
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys, 100 yards. Dak Prescott has 100 yards more passing. Or excuse me, the team has 100 yards. Cause I forgot our boy Joe Milton did get in a few games ago. Was that against the Cardinals,
I think that was.
But yeah, so the Cowboys have 2,935 yards passing on the season. The Kansas City Chiefs have 2,000.
Wow. Well, Fred is recalibrating himself.
I'm so used to saying you're Dallas Cowboys. The Kansas City Chiefs have 2,835. Meanwhile, 18 touchdowns for the Chiefs versus 7 interceptions, whereas Dak has 23 touchdowns to only, I think, 4 interceptions on the year.
And I think a big part of this game is going to be how the teams come out. The Chiefs,
that's going to be huge.
The Chiefs have not been a good first quarter team, nor a good first half
team. Not in the last five games, no.
So this is where the Chiefs rank in the first half as far as scoring points. They are 16th in the NFL, so middle of the road, 11.6 points per first halves. Try to guess what the Dallas Cowboys rank in the NFL. For just the first half.
I mean, they've been great in the first half. They really have. I mean, I would think they're in the top five.
They are number 3 overall at 15.9, so we'll just call it 16 points per half. So they're scoring points. The only teams better than them, the Indianapolis Colts, who the Chiefs just beat, and the Seattle Seahawks, who are averaging 18 points for every first half. Now, when you look at the second half of things, that's where the tides start to change, if you will. Where do you think the Kansas City Chiefs rank in the second half as far as scoring? So they were at 11.6 first half, middle of the road, average NFL team as far as scoring in the first half.
I mean, they got to be a top three top five. I mean, they're averaging 25 points a game. So what? That's 2 touchdowns. I would say 13, 14, somewhere in there.
They are 6th in the NFL, just outside the top five at 13.3. The Kansas City Chiefs So obviously a much better second half team. So the Dallas Cowboys cannot get, rest on their laurels that they're up. 17-14, 17-10 at half, and think the game's over, obviously, with Mahomes at quarterback. Speaking of the second half, staying on the same topic, where did the Dallas Cowboys rank? I said the Chiefs ranked 6th, right outside the top 5 at 13.3. Where do the Cowboys fall?
Well, Cowboys got to be top 2 or 3. I mean, they're averaging almost 30 points a game.
They are number 9 in the league. They're actually behind the Chiefs at 12.6.
Okay.
So
they're averaging, 17 points in the first half, 12 in the second, give or take?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they are the Cowboys more of a first-half team, the Chiefs more of a second-half team, if we're just looking at scoring points per game divided by those halves. Now, obviously, if we started looking at just like the last couple weeks and all this stuff, it factored different points. But I think you're going to see the Cowboys lead early, and I think you're going to see the Chiefs bring it back. And I think it is going to come down to the end. My question to you is, and I don't know, and you're more than welcome to sway me. I don't know what type of game this is going to be as far as, I said it yesterday, I could very much see this being a 21-17 run the ball field goal game. I could also see this being a high scoring game where Dak and the offense has been electric all season.
Yeah.
And Mahomes knows it's a big game and he's throwing it all over the yard and the Cowboys defense kind of goes back to middle of the road. I could very much see both games. I could see both teams mid to high 30s, or I could see this game being 21-17 and it's a field goal game and teams are running the ball. Which one do you lean more towards? Because I don't know.
I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I really, really do. I think it's a short week. You've got two defenses that are beat the hell up after last. I mean, we already know that it was a physical game against Philly on Sunday.
Cowboys gave it their all, too.
No, right? I mean, look, the Cowboys left everything on the field, right? I mean, and the one thing that we hear time and time again is, it takes a lot of energy. It's one thing when it's a nip-tuck type of game, but when you've got to come back from 21 down and play the way they did, and look, I'm not taking anything away from them, but then at the same time, you've got a Chiefs defense that laid it out against Indianapolis, and I thought Nate Newton pointed it out great. I mean, you got two teams that are up against it, back against the wall, so you've got two defenses that are beat the hell up after Sunday, and you got two offenses that are two of the top 10 offenses in the National Football League, right?
I mean, the Cowboys have been clicking. The Chiefs are starting to get back on that clicking.
Make no mistake about it. I mean, since Rashee Rice came back, all right? I mean, hell, he went for $140 with 15 yards in the first half,
right? And most of that was in the second half. So,
in crunch time, and, the thing, tomorrow, I'll tell you what, and one other thing, and I'll tell you what, two players to look out for who also could have huge games tomorrow as well, because these teams don't play against that position very well.
Tell
you who that is next. That's Blake. I'm Fred. That's Khaki Kevin. Lots more to get to here on Fan After Dark.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.